westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Teal Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made his thoughts on cryptocurrencies quite clear in a Tuesday Twitter post in response to the pro-crypto platform of the country's newly elected opposition leader, Pierre Poilievre. The head of state said, "We'll also call out questionable, reckless economic ideas, telling people they can opt out of inflation by investing in cryptocurrencies is not responsible leadership." Trudeau doubled down on those remarks in a separate television appearance, adding that responsible leaders shouldn't advocate for individuals to invest their life savings in volatile cryptocurrencies. I agree with that. These comments from Trudeau come after the cavalry-born Poilievre clinched the role as the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada by winning 68.15% of the votes, setting the stage for a face-off with the incumbent Liberal Party led by Trudeau. Look like it's on now. In other news, are your local politicians pro-crypto? Well, Coinbase will keep you in the loop on that subject. Coinbase announced today that it would provide its users with information about U.S. politicians and their stances toward crypto. The exchange also set to provide information about candidates running for office as well as politicians in other nations. Coinbase recently launched a crypto policy education program called the Voter Registration and Education Initiative. The new tool lists the names, parties, and districts of members of Congress and gauges their crypto sentiment, which can lean from very positive to very negative. The dashboard uses data compiled by the Crypto Action Network and condensed in the form of a scorecard. So look for your scorecard in the mail. And the largest Ethereum whale just spent $7 million buying Shiba Inu. The number one Ethereum whale has been filling their bags with the meme coin recently. This whale had sold a massive stack of Shiba Inu tokens after buying, but had sold less than a tenth of their purchase value. In a series of transactions, the Ethereum whale had bought a total of 536 billion SHIB tokens, which came out to be a little over $7 million at the time of the purchase. The purchases, which took place across the Binance and Coinbase crypto exchanges, were split across around 14 different transactions. And this just in, Doquan, the founder of Terraform Labs, has landed into big trouble as the South Korean government has issued an arrest warrant against him. The collapse of Terra stablecoin USTC and Terra Classic LUNC resulted in a $40 billion wipeout from the crypto market. It's been reported that a court in Seoul issued a warrant against Do Kwon. However, the warrant also includes the names of five other people. The report suggests that the Terra chief has been booked for violations of the market rules. So I can't tell by this, has he been booked or is he in jail or is he on the run? We'll keep you up to date. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real. West Coast Cryptos.